Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, as I said in the previous podcast, what I deal with people, these African Americans, these Latinos, these criminals outside in my area, maybe in my building, who said statements that are, you know, if true, are illegal. If there is any trespassing on my through a legal recording my conversation, it is against the law. Penal Code 632. It is illegal to record a confidential conversation, private conversation, or telephone calls without consent. Meaning, I would never give somebody consent to listen to my phone calls or listen to me inside my home. It is against the law. You can go to jail for a year. It's also a law on Peeping Tom, voyeurism. Penal Code 647. You can go to jail for 6 months if you get caught. Is it making a misdemeanor if you go to jail for 6 months to spy on or take pictures of someone in a private area without that person's consent? Private area means you can look it up. Bedroom, bathroom, living room, dining room, anything behind closed door, person's closed doors. That includes if the person is a renter or if the person is a homeowner. So when I deal with, when knowing the law, and because I studied it, when I read the law and I know these, what these people are saying, if they are, which they probably are in this building, as I said, I consider them very dangerous. They have no capacity to respect my boundaries or the insides of my home or listen to my conversation. I didn't give them no permission to look in. They will never, I will never allow that in this lifetime. Even if it has to do with being a music business, that's not allowed. I'm not that famous. I am famous enough, but I know what the law is. They can go to prison. It's basic common sense to know that you can't be a peeping Tom. It's basic common sense to know that you can't listen to someone's conversation without their consent or listen to, or install to look into, I'm sitting in the living room and listen to me talk. If you don't, if somebody doesn't know that or violate that, they must be a dangerous person or an insane individual. I think these people who say these are insane individuals because I don't know them. If you don't know somebody, you got to be insane. You don't go up to a stranger and harass them. I don't care what color or whatever the reason is. And you don't look in someone's home or listen without their permission. It's against the law. It's basic common sense. There's no excuse. You got to be dangerous or insane. If I don't know them, haven't talked to them, then you must. They must have an FBI or police. Those type of people could be capable of serious harm. I believe that these individuals were in mental hospitals or have long prison sentences. They're going back to prison. Who want to hang out with an insane, deranged person who think they're going to go up to me and then go up and say they're going to listen, look into my home? First of all, saying it means they're sick in the head. Nobody who's rational or well would say that. First of all, if they're doing it, they're dangerous and sick in the head. You can ask all the psychiatrists, all the police department, all around universally. You know that's the truth. If you do know, if someone did know me and did these things, they still dangerous and sick in the head. I don't want nothing to do with them. Like as I said, if I had somebody who from my hometown or somebody I knew who did those things, trespass, look at my home, they're dangerous and sick in the head. They should be locked in prison or something's wrong with them. There's no excuse. So it has been shown that people act like that who don't know basic common sense on how to respect boundaries or mind their business. Because little children learn. I was a child. I learned how to mind my business when I was a child. And if you don't know how to mind your business as a child, then something is seriously wrong with you mentally. It's basic common sense. You must be uncivilized, must not be a human being to learn basic manners on how to deal with strangers or people who you don't know or do know. I don't hang out with criminals. I don't hang out with dangerous people because they only bring bad luck and bad things can happen to me. And as I said before, when you come across people who don't know, these people people outside or come over here don't know basic rules or basic boundaries or basic common sense, they are dangerous. They should be investigated. It has been shown that they commit serious felonies like murder, mass shootings, and so on, commit serious crimes, burglary, and other things when people look the other way or they don't get caught. And it's not a joke. Well, that's how I live. You know, the basic common sense method, I can't go up to harass somebody who I don't know or go up to people and harass them for no good reason. I'd be insane or say things that don't make sense. If they're homeless looking for a place to live, it is no excuse. If they're jealous, whatever, it is no excuse. So what I need to do is just protect myself, be around people who are sane, rational people like me. We go up to people who we know directly and talk to them, ask them things, and then we just know basic common sense. Keep to ourselves. That should be an instinct to mind your business. I mean, it's no laughing matter. Those type of people will self-destruct or cause serious harm to people around them if they don't know how to live in this country or don't know basic common sense on how to deal with people who they don't know or do know. And I don't know these people. They live in the what? Even if they live next door to an apartment 20 years ago or whatever. Some of these people said they were from San Fernando Center. I don't want no part of that center. I don't want them coming over here. I want nothing to do with them. They are dangerous. They were not supposed to come to Cornerstone Wellness if they're from over there, that Mental Health Center on Havenhurst near Sherman Way, 16650. They need to do something because the clientele, if they don't hang out there and keep coming over here, it is no way I will have them around me. They keep coming over here. That's not common sense. I consider them dangerous. Or if you saw somebody in the building living next door to me 20 years ago, you got a serious mental health issue. You should have moved on. If you don't have or whatever, something is wrong with this picture. These are just basic common sense. Anything that you rational, you know basic common sense on how to deal with people. You respect them, especially strangers, because you don't know them. How do you go target somebody you don't know unless you're insane or dangerous? So I leave it there. That's what I experienced. I experience people who don't know basic common sense or don't know how to live in this country. Talk about me using the bathroom, which is a sign of a serious illness, because they're making up stories. Or if it's true, they are seriously dangerous. You don't look at somebody who used the bathroom. I say that because they say that out their mouth, out there on the street. They need to do something about these mental problems, because they're the ones who do all the crime in this area. They might do some serious harm, and I don't want to see myself get killed by a deranged person. I'm just trying to protect myself. That's why I go to police. I do common sense things. And, yes, my mental health is fine. It always will be. But at the same time, I'm just wondering why somebody haven't locked these people up. They have no capacity to be around anybody if they can't understand basic common sense, how to live and be a civilized human being in this society. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.